This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While power has been restored for millions of Texans who have been without it in the bitter cold, the nightmare is not over. Millions don't have access to safe water, and residents looking for bottled water say they arrived at stores with bare shelves and long lines. About 13 million people were under orders Thursday to boil tap water in wake of treatment plants failing. The United States on Friday will begin rolling back one of President Trump's strictest immigration policies. Of the estimated 25,000 asylum seekers who have been forced to wait in Mexico for their cases to be heard, Biden officials say they expect eventually to process 300 people a day at two U.S. ports of entry. 34-year-old Bonnie Jacobson, a waitress in Brooklyn, New York, says she was fired when she declined a COVID-19 vaccine. She was let go from the Red Hook Tavern after responding to an email from her employer requiring all employees receive the vaccine in order to stay employed. Bonnie says she supports the vaccine but felt not enough research has been done in pregnant women. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mars received three visitors this month. United Arab Emirates, China, and now the United States has sent the coolest rover ever to the Martian surface. In fact, landing inside a crater. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The robotic explorer landed safely on Mars after a nearly 300 million-mile journey to the red planet that lasted over 7 months. After the delicate maneuver that decelerated Perseverance from thousands of miles an hour to about 1.7, the rover began sending images back to Earth, taking several minutes, but then mission control managers cheered as NASA engineer Swati Mohan made the announcement.
Perseverance is alive on the surface of Mars. Congratulations to the mission. And looks like we have some more news in. It looks like we're getting the first image.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's get an update on the GameStop stock surge. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Congress is probing the stock surge that prompted many trading platforms to halt some sales. The CEO of Robinhood, which is an investment app, apologized to users who were unable to trade some stocks as GameStop and other companies' stock prices surged last month.
Despite the unprecedented market conditions in January, at the end of the day, what happened is unacceptable to us.
Vlad Tenev says regulatory deposit requirements forced the app to freeze trade on GameStop and other stocks. But he told the House Financial Services Committee the move was not to benefit hedge funds. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
GameStop was swept up in a battle between big-moneyed hedge funds betting against it and small investors trying to prop it up. That has caused GameStop's share prices to soar despite the business model. GameStop reached a high of $347 on January 27th. Jim Brandenstine, the 13th administrator of NASA, describes Thursday's rover landing on Mars.
It's amazing, and I want to start by congratulating the NASA workforce and our contractors, the Jet Propulsion Lab, Caltech, all of the partners that helped put this together. What an amazing day for NASA and for the United States. Your level of excitement, Neil, is palpable, and I hope all of America feels that same way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's time for David Horowitz. Yes, the one and only best-selling author of Radical Son, A Generational Odyssey. He's also got a new book coming out in April this year called The Enemy Within. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that. But meanwhile, there is so much to review in the rearview mirror of these past couple of weeks. David, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good.
Well, David, you write about this tsunami of hate that is coming at us from the left, and it is. I love the title of your latest column. There is there's no exaggeration to the amount of hatred and the meanness that is being delivered to us by Nancy Pelosi and the left. It's unconscionable.
They're fascist.
Yeah.
And people are afraid to use that word, but there's no other way to describe what the Democrat Party is. What is the rationale for impeaching Trump after he's left office, except to provide 18 hours of manipulated videos, lies, outrageous comparisons to destroy him? And why do they want to, as a political figure? And why do they want to destroy him? They want to destroy him because if they know, he's going to win the next election, and they all know it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an attack directly on our democracy. This is what fascists do. They eliminate their political opposition.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, I could go over a dozen different Democrats. Why is the Capitol occupied by National Guard troops?
Even to this day, exactly. No, it's crazy.
Except to intimidate. It's the, you know, we're, don't mess with us. We will crush you.
Yeah, they've got the, they've got the power.
They want to purge the military of conservatives. They want to, they're accusing anybody who questions a fraudulent election. Look, I'll show you how this election was a fraudulent without referring to any election irregularities. Joe Biden ran on four themes. One is Trump is responsible for the coronavirus. But the other three were, I am a moderate. And when I'm president, I am going to represent all Americans, even those who didn't vote for me. And what did he do? The first day in office, the first week, 40 executive orders, which during the campaign, he had said only dictators use.
Exactly.
He was referring to Trump.
Right.
And we're Democrats, small d, So we believe in consensus and compromise. What's the unifying theme of the 40 executive orders? They're all to undo things that Trump did, including really great things like securing our borders. And, you know, Biden has opened the borders, so every virus-carrying illegal can just run across the border and come and infect Americans.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's become the job-killing president.
These are all radical orders, and they're all a stick poked in the eye of all 74 million Trump voters. There's never been such a liar in the White House, despite the slanders of the Washington Post against Trump. Trump made promises and kept them. Biden made promises to get elected and then completely violated them.
Well, of course. Well, why are we surprised? I mean, he's done this for 50 years. I mean, you don't abandon what's been working for you, right, for all these decades?
He's a liar and a racist and so forth. We all...
Well, David, let's go back. Let's go back and talk Trump.
This election is illegitimate on those grounds alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, let's go back on Trump and what they're afraid of. I mean, look, they know by comparison, Trump can rally thousands upon thousands of people. Biden and the Democratic Party in this past season was, you know, lucky to get a couple of dozen, and most of them were media types trying to report on whatever he tried to say, which he had a hard time expressing.
A crowd of 100 people. Yeah. Trump got 50,000 people to come to Butler, Pennsylvania. You know what the population of Butler, Pennsylvania is? It's 1,270.
I was going to say less than 2,000 people, yeah.
1,270.
Right. And if I remember correctly, the weather wasn't...
There were 159 million votes
right
in the election. Yeah. Trump lost... like 43,000 spread over five states. Now that's 0.0027%. That's how close the election was.
In spite of all the shenanigans that took place,
you're telling me that you know. Look, we also know there were 1.4 million illegal ballots cast in the six battleground states.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea, what the Democrats have done is they've made it a crime to question such an election result. When they all did it in 2000 and 2004 and 2016, this Jamie Raskin, this radical America-hating leftist, from a pretty famous American-hating family.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago, he was standing in the well of the House challenging the certification of the electors and claiming the election was a fraud. The election of Trump, that is.
Yes, exactly.
These Democrats, they're such bald-faced liars and hypocrites. It's a nightmare what's happening to our country. You know,
well,
now they're throwing Cuomo and Newsom to the lions. But the real criminals are, you know, Biden and Pelosi and Schumer. They'll survive this. I mean, I'm happy that Cuomo's going down, but he isn't, the big enchilada here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because this isn't the key thread to all this fascism that is being thrust upon the American people right now. And, Chris Coons has been calling for a 9/11 commission to look into what happened on January the 6th, but there's other issues before then. It's a bunch of lip service. Yeah, go ahead.
He's one of the worst. If you read Trump's speech, the famous speech, which is supposed to be an incitement to violent insurrection, it's an attack on weak Republicans. Just read the speech.
Exactly.
Because Republicans, five of the six battleground states, Republicans had a majority in both houses and sat on their hands when it came to defending the Republic.
And so
Trump went after them, and he said to the crowd, you've got to go there and pressure them to stand up, give them spine so that they reject this phony election.
Exactly. David, we got to go to break.
But if they don't, we have to go back and primary them. That's violent insurrection, huh?
Exactly. Coming on 15 minutes after, more from David Horowitz after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Bill Martinez, live.
Russian independent, we are, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with David Horowitz continues. David is the best-selling author of Radical Son, A Generational Odyssey, and he's got a new book coming. You got a new book coming up later spring, April this year, The Enemy Within. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, it's the subtitle tells it all, how a totalitarian movement is destroying America. And they use race as a weapon to discredit, disqualify, suppress their political opposition. In other words, it's a direct assault on democracy. This Black Lives Matter organization, it's really, it's a coalition of America-hating criminals. They hate America so much they, you know, when you watch them destroying the cities in this summer, there were
these mostly peaceful riots, they say, right?
633 violent attacks, all of which Black Lives Matter instigated and took part in 220 American cities with the support of the Democrat Party.
Exactly. Billions of dollars. Billions of dollars of destruction.
And when you see people just destroying, you have to ask yourself, what the heck can be in their minds? And they tell you, they hate America. The hate America left is now in control of the Democrat Party. How else could you describe a party which begins in office, begins its administration by opening our borders to terrorists, sex traffickers, and virus carriers as its first order of business, and then lifts the ban on six terrorist countries, which Biden did. So now, and then he's going to up the number. It's like hundreds of thousands of so-called refugees. There's no vetting process. These people just walk across the border. That's our party that hates this country.
Exactly.
And you can hear it from the Democrats, you know, their racist hatred of white people. Because our founders were white. They were liberators of the slaves. White people did not enslave the slaves.
Yes.
Black Africans did and sold them at auction. That doesn't make it white that Europeans bought black African slaves who were enslaved by black Africans, but Americans liberated them at a cost of 350,000 mainly white Union lives. America can be proud of what it did, considering slavery has existed in the world for 3,000 years. Normalized in most countries and still exists in Africa today.
Well, look at the price we paid during the Civil War. How many people died for blacks to be free? And we and on top of that, we had a president assassinated for that value as well.
Lincoln gave his life. And then
exactly.
Taking Lincoln's name off the schools in San Francisco to replace it with Jerry Drughead Garcia, for crying out tears.
Right.
These people hate this country. They're enemies. Anyway, that's what my book is about, The Enemy with it.
Well, David, and you know from your background.
April 6th.
Right, exactly. And, of course, we'll have you back, and we'll get into more details once that book is out. But, you know, the way this thing works out, I mean, the way you were raised, your background, we've talked about it many times when you've come on the show. Particularly what happened in Germany, it was a small percentage of people that supported the Nazi Party. They say roughly the ratio was 10%, 90% just went along to go along. And afterwards, when they had to visit, because that was a dictate by the government at the time to dictate these concentration camps, the people of Germany were absolutely horrified to see what happened in their country. Is this going to be similar to what happens here in America? Is that we're going to look at an aftermath?
We have 74 million people who voted for Trump.
Yes.
So their concentration camps are going to have to be very, very large. America is not Germany and not the Weimar Republic.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fiercely independent and individualistic spirit. So I expect we're going to put up a really good fight.
Yeah, but
the proper analogy for what's happened in Washington is the Reichstag fire.
Mm.
Actually, Hitler won a democratic election in the Weimar Republic to become chancellor. And shortly after he became chancellor, what the Nazis did was they burned the Reichstag, which was the German capital, a direct parallel.
Mm-hmm.
And they blamed it on a Dutch communist. And they used that to persecute, to destroy their political opposition. They passed the Reichstag Fire Act, which set the groundwork. But that's how the Third Reich came into being. And Stalin did a similar thing, inspired by the Nazis in Russia, when the mayor of Moscow, Kirov, was assassinated. That's what led to the Moscow show trial. And the Democrats are doing the same thing. You know, it's America, so
exactly.
They can't
yeah.
do it quite as nakedly. But this attempt to purge the military, purge the intelligence, you know, you can't trust our intelligence services anymore. The Brennans and Clappers, these are traitors. These are people who use the intelligence services to try to frame Trump and overthrow him. So our country is in terrible, you know, trouble. I mean, I'm looking out my window at where I am. There's a little snow. It's very pretty, very peaceful. But things are changing beneath our feet that can have terrible consequences if people don't stand up.
Exactly. I think that's the call, is that people need to activate and have a backbone and stand up for that which is right and true. If not, then we become the very thing that we detest and the very thing that you've been warning about, David.
But my problem with the conservatives is they don't use aggressive language. Yeah, when Nancy Pelosi, just one of her recent screeches is to accuse Republicans of being cowards.
Mm.
And when's the last time you heard a Republican accuse the Democrats of being cowards or fascists for that matter, or racist, which they also are? Biden, you know, one of the first things he did was to implement a Black Lives Matter demand that he makes systemic racism a primary target. There is no systemic racism except the one that the Democrats support, which is affirmative action and trapping poor black kids in failed schools in the inner cities, which the Democrats control. But there's no systemic racism in police departments or any institutions in America. Biden said, what he said was, systemic racism touches every aspect of American life. What a monstrous Hitlerian lie that is.
Yeah, how do you make that? On what do you base that statement? Yeah, exactly. Where's the facts on that? Go ahead.
Well, the fact is this. Systemic racism was outlawed in the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you assume that every white person is a racist, but that's actually how Democrats think. That's the message of these bestsellers, White Fragility, and How to Be an Anti-Racist, which is really How to Be an Anti-White Racist, that book by Kendry. The Civil Rights Act outlaws institutional racism. Outlaws it.
Exactly.
So assume that all white people are racist.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands of black attorneys, attorney general, police chiefs.
Well, look at athletes on and on. It's endless.
White prosecutors.
Yeah. Exactly.
Judges,
David, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. He's the best-selling author of Radical Son, A Generational Odyssey. David Horowitz has been with us. David, as always, appreciate the time. Look forward to talking again. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
While power has been restored for millions of Texans who have been without it in the bitter cold, the nightmare is not over. Millions don't have access to safe water, and residents looking for bottled water say they arrived to stores with bare shelves and long lines. About 13 million people were under orders Thursday to boil tap water in wake of treatment plants failing. The United States on Friday will begin rolling back one of President Trump's strictest immigration policies. Of the estimated 25,000 asylum seekers who have been forced to wait in Mexico for their cases to be heard, Biden officials say they expect eventually to process 300 people a day at two U.S. ports of entry. 34-year-old Bonnie Jacobson, a waitress in Brooklyn, New York, says she was fired when she declined a COVID-19 vaccine. She was let go from the Red Hook Tavern after responding to an email from her employer requiring all employees receive the vaccine in order to stay employed. Bonnie says she supports the vaccine but felt not enough research has been done in pregnant women. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the isolation. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, the fact of the matter is it does happen. It really does, and no doubt. Boy, I'll tell you, it definitely has been hitting it. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Rabbi Kirk Schneider is with us, and he says in today's culture, truth is relative in the minds of many. Society now believes that truth is defined by the individual, whether in the political or spiritual realm. Instead of being absolute, truth too often is construed as whatever the ever-changing popular consensus is. And, of course, my lead question to you, Rabbi, is how's that working for you, huh?
Well, I think it's a time where we need to dig a lot deeper in terms of being able to find within us through the indwelling Christ the courage, the commitment, the ability to sustain ourselves in terms of being encouraged through the well of living water that lives within us and through the Word of God.
Exactly.
So I think I speak on behalf, Bill, of many people. It's a time that we've not faced before in America. The church, those that identify with moral precepts that are founded in the Word of God regarding gender identity confusion, regarding abortion, regarding just the political climate. So, yeah, it's been a big adjustment because the things that would have formally encouraged us, things that were happening on the outside mm-hmm. in the realm of the material world that we could see, those things no longer exist. So we have to live from the inside out. So it's working well, but it's, you know, it's definitely been an adjustment, and it took a little while to, you know, really come to grips with the fact that I'm having to walk now in a new way. There's no longer any feelings to sustain our faith. We walk by faith and not by feelings.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the problem is today's culture is being led by feelings and emotions. And therein is the lockdown. And what is it going to take? Jesus himself to confront you and to really see this? Or do you just have to realize, you know, the law of gravity still exists. So when you fall off the roof and you hit the ground, you're going to get bruised and go, this is painful. And, you know, God in his loving mercy allows us to, you know, experience his law. And if we will not take his word for it, then look at, go ahead, kick at the goads and find out. But I got to tell you, Rabbi, you know, my passion since I got back on the radio here, what, 10, 12 years ago, has been to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And some people say, well, Bill, that's rather arrogant, you know, that, you know, you talk about the truth. Yes, because I believe the truth is attainable. I don't think, you know, God's some sort of cosmic killjoy that would just say, hey, you know, the truth will set you free. But meanwhile, I'm going to have like this carrot just out in front of you and just keep dragging it 6 feet away from you so that you can never attain it. And it's just an endless battle.
Well, faith is the beginning. You know, we have to believe that God is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And as you said, Jesus promised, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So, yeah, it takes faith. And faith is really a gift. You know, the Bible says by grace we've been saved through faith. And even the faith, Paul said in Ephesians, is not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. So to be able to withstand the storm and to be able to rise above the powers from the realm of darkness that we face, we must have faith that the truth will set us free. You know, I had an experience several weeks ago that was really interesting. The Lord oftentimes speaks to me, Bill, in my sleep. You know, I'm a Jew that came to Jesus back in 1978.
Can you talk to him, please? He does that to me, too, at 3 o'clock. What is it about 3 o'clock? It doesn't matter what time zone I'm in, 3 o'clock in the morning. He wakes me up.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for why that is the time. You know, 3 is a very special number in the scripture. You know, the
Amen.
Father, Son,
yes.
Spirit, Abraham, yeah. Isaac, and Jacob, you know, the temple, right. Et cetera. But at any rate, in this dream state, I found myself, I was walking through like a vast ocean of darkness. I mean, it was darkness was everywhere. It was thick. It was all I could see. And at the same time that I was walking through this vast darkness, I was walking through it in mud. It was thick mud. So every time I picked up my foot, you know, there was like 6 inches of mud hanging onto my ankle. So you can imagine how hard it is to walk through the mud. Every time you pull your foot up, you know, you're carrying that mud with you and each step is heavy. But at the same time I was walking through this vast darkness and this mud, there was a sense inside me of joy because I knew that I was on a mission. And somehow I was clothed. I know this sounds strange, but I was clothed in the light of the tabernacle. The clothing of the anointing was like all the colors, you know, it's full of color. And I just knew it was the anointing of the tabernacle. There was no like intellectual process. It was just bam, it was there. You know, the tabernacle was a meeting place. That's where the Lord dwelt to meet with his people. And I had this joy in me as I was moving through the darkness because I knew, Bill, I was on a mission. It all happened within a second. It was all at the same time. I'm in the darkness. It's heavy. It's not easy. But I'm clothed with the anointing of the tabernacle, and there was joy in my soul because I knew I was on a mission. And I think that's where we're at right now, God's people. You know, it's heavy. It's dark. It's not easy. But we're on a mission, and the mission is to be his light in the world and to carry the news of reconciliation, that people can truly have a personal relationship with God, that he can meet every single need. And we're carrying this anointing and this message through the darkness to the other side. And that's what the mission is.
And I'm going to go back to the temple.
It's not easy, but praise God. You know, God never promised it'd be easy. The apostles certainly didn't have it easy.
Well, and I'm going to go back and revisit what you talk about in terms of being clothed in temple colors. And when you read in the Old Testament, you know, how God was so specific about how it was to be constructed, how it was to be honored, how you were to approach certain elements of the temple, the whole thing. I mean, it's beyond awesome. You know, as Oswald Chambers would say, it's ineffable. You know, when you think about it, and the responsibility that goes with it, and the fact that you can transcend from that awesomeness and have a sense of joy and freedom and acceptance Boy, that says a lot, doesn't it? Because that's what the children of Israel had hoped that they would do, they could be able to achieve, is a sense of reconnection and acceptance by a holy and awesome God.
Well, you know, it's beyond religion. It's getting back to where we began, mm-hmm. and that is that there's a faith that truth has substance to it, that it's yes. that it's real, mm-hmm. that we can truly have a relationship with the invisible Creator, and that in that relationship we find a wholeness in our soul with a purpose for which we've been made, and the key that unlocks the door to being fulfilled. So, that was the message from the very beginning. The Lord right. said, you know, to Moses concerning the Mishkan, build me this tabernacle, the Hebrew word there is Mishkan, that mm-hmm. I might dwell among you. And so that's what we believe, that we were created by God, and that our only sense of true, lasting fulfillment will be found in connection with Him and in Him mm-hmm. and to Him. And so that's the journey. That's our goal.
Mm-hmm. And also realizing, as the Bible also says, that the beginning of all wisdom is fear of God, that there needs to be a respect and fear of God. Maybe you can address that a little bit. We've got about a minute and a half left. If not, we can pick up on it on the other side of the break here, Rabbi, because sometimes people misunderstand what the fear of God represents.
Well, it's huge. I mean, you look at the Torah, and the Lord speaks there about two things, fearing Him and loving Him. And you can't have one without the other. I mean, mm-hmm. the fear of the Lord is clean, and it converts the soul. It keeps us from sinning.
Right.
And then the love of God is even greater, but we absolutely need to have both. And today, obviously, there's a big lack of the fear of the Lord, but we need to realize that even the fear of the Lord is a gift from God. Mm-hmm. I mean, this whole thing is a gift, and,
yes.
and we can't really just condemn people that don't have it, because we realize that the only reason we have it is because God showed grace to us and gave it to us.
Well, it's almost like we're still apprehending it. You know, I don't know that we know it in its totality. I mean, it's an onion skin experience. I mean, today, my understanding of righteousness and fear of God has evolved as God has deepened my understanding and as my relationship with God has grown. And so wherever you are in that journey, as you say, I would hope that I wouldn't hold a critical heart toward another. What I try to do is when I see a shortfalling in others, you know, I don't want to be like that guy that Jesus talked about that was so critical about somebody's speck in their own eye when I had a 2x4, you know, banging into the walls as I'm going through life here. It's mm-hmm. kind of crazy. But we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. We're visiting with Rabbi Kurt Schneider, and I promise we're going to talk about his new book, too, called Rivers of Divine Truth, appropriately titled. Stay with us. We've got more from the rabbi after this.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For revival, and two things I say. First of all, before revival comes repentance. We have to reconcile ourselves to God, to the holiness of God, and what Rabbi Kurt Schneider was saying earlier. The second thing is, when that happens, then go and make it as much as it would count on yourself to be a revival of one. I mean, if our nation ever needed this, if our families and our children, the next generation ever needed this, it is for a time such as this, when you consider the chaos that's happening in our culture today. And this is all resultant from what we had talked about earlier, first principles. We abandon the truth. We think we know better. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. The wisest man on the earth, King Solomon, wrote. And so no big surprise here. And so we are repeating history. As one person said about history, the sad thing about history is that we don't learn from history. So we're having to go through this experience all over again. As I mentioned, Rabbi Kurt Schneider is with us. He's the host of the popular TV broadcast, Discovering the Jewish Jesus, which attracts some 1.6 million viewers in the U.S. weekly, broadcast 200 nations worldwide. What an experience that must be for you, Rabbi. I mean, you know, to be able to be used by God in this sort of dimension, and being committed to the truth and bringing the truth to the masses without apology.
Well, first of all, it is absolutely a blessing. You know, it's a blessing to be able to spend my life seeking God. I never got into ministry because I wanted to be a pastor or a preacher or anything. The reason I got into ministry, Bill, was because I wanted to be able to spend all my time seeking God and reading the Bible.
Right.
So I thought if I was a pastor or a preacher or wherever it would lead me, I went to Bible school, I thought I'll be able to spend all my time seeking God for myself. So it was never really about, a ministry first. It was about my own relationship. And God, eventually just ordered my life so that he, began to give me opportunities and open doors for me to preach the word. Mm-hmm. But quite frankly, life is such a battle. I mean, the process of dying to ourselves to receive the resurrection life of Messiah within us is such a huge dying process. You know, Jesus said, if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. And as you know, Paul said that he was crucified to the world and mm-hmm. the world was crucified to him. Mm-hmm. So to truly come to that place where, you know, we've experienced a death to our own fleshly impulses, our own ambitions, our own lust. I mean, everything that comes with the natural man, to mm-hmm. truly bring all that to a place where you're reigning over it and it's dead underneath you. That is such a huge battle every day.
Exactly.
The reason I'm saying this now is for me, this is true. I'm not really that, so focused on my outward ministry as much as I am just being transformed myself.
Exactly.
And because that's such a huge battle, I'm not that cognizant. I'm not that conscious of how the Lord is using me because mm-hmm. I'm in the midst of such a battle for my own soul. You know, that I can be conformed to the image of Jesus, that I can experience personally his resurrection life, his power, his peace, his victory in me.
Yeah.
So, I'm just kind of pursuing my walk with God. And, you know, I'm very blessed and thankful for the doors that he's opened. But the battle for my own soul,
mm-hmm.
you know, to truly know him in his victory and his power and his joy is such a huge thing. I'm not that focused on the outward, you know, in my daily experience. I'm just fighting the battle just like everybody else.
Well, like Paul said, you know, things I want to do, I don't. Things I don't, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, welcome to humanity. I mean, this is the battle that rages on for our very soul. And for you experientially, as you have done this, you have gotten to know God in an intimate way that you never even realized that was possible.
Yeah, and getting back to your comments, Bill, earlier in the show before the break, the season that we're going through right now with such a darkness, really, you know, this is kind of a controversial comment to make, but, you know, a lot of people are looking for, you know, America to turn around and this and that and the other. I'm not really part of that vein of mm-hmm. thought. I mean, I believe the scriptures are clear. Matthew 24, Luke 23, things are going to go from bad to worse. People's love is going to grow cold. There's going to be a great falling away from the faith. So I'm not really that optimistic about where our culture is going, where our country's going. I don't really see things being turned around until Messiah returns.
Exactly.
And so, so for me right now, it's going to a deeper level and learning once again how to live from that internal reservoir of the Holy Spirit within us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right. I mean, what this all comes down to is, what are you going to do? Are you going to hold on to the temporal or reach out for the eternal? You know,
Amen.
that is the question. And so, I would say only for people who are mindful of what's going on in the country today. These are all signs. I mean, you know, the ruling parties of Jesus' time, they said, hey, just give us a sign. Just give us a sign. And it's like, you know, I could just hear part of them going, you know, in today's vernacular, I said, what are you guys, a bunch of knuckleheads, man? There's signs all around, and you want just one more sign, right? And this is where we are today. I mean, the signs are there. I mean, to the point, Rabbi, I mean, you've got somebody like, and I was saying this the other day, in fact, just kind of a programming heads up, on Monday, they're going to play the Billy Graham documentary on TBN. So just heads up on that, so everybody's aware that that's going to be coming. We'll talk more about that on Monday, in Monday morning show. But I mentioned Billy Graham, and I was honored to work in a crusade in the mid-80s in Southern California. It was an incredible experience. But Billy Graham was very focused about evangelism. I can tell you, in all the years, I never heard him speak of eschatology, of prophecy, or anything like that, in a direct context as a topic. I never heard him speak. But before he passed, he says, indeed, we are in the last of the last days. So for Billy Graham, you know, a student of God, a theologian like you and I, although it was interesting, I thought it was interesting that he said he didn't consider himself to be a theologian. I would have thought that he would, but maybe out of his own humility he didn't see that. But for me, in my experience, when I saw of him, I thought, he indeed is a theologian, a student of God's word, just like you and I are. But again, very powerful for him to say, you know, that these are, in fact, the last of the last days. So we're all heading to the exit. It's like, okay, but what line are you going to be in?
Right. What you, you know, touched on is really relevant. You look at a large section of the church, they're so focused on all the prophetic words that they're hearing. You know, like so-and-so is going to win the election or not going to win the election, and this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And it's really a focus that can get out of balance.
Exactly.
Because I think people are so looking for something to happen in the temporal material realm that they're missing the main point. The main point is that Jesus is telling us to prepare ourselves, to get ready, that we're going to go through difficult times in the last days. And the answer is to not to know, you know, what the weather's going to be tomorrow. There were certain things even Jesus didn't know. You know, they said, when are you going to return? Jesus said, only the Father knows the day that he's fixed by his own authority. I mean, there's a place to try to understand what's happening in our times. But I think that much of the church has gone off balance with it. I mean, we should be focused more on deeper things. We know that things are going to go from bad to worse. What we need to be focused on is getting deep into the Word, learning how to abide in the Holy Spirit within us, and learning how to walk out of a well, a deep place, rather than being so fixed on the winds.
Yes. Well, you're not going to find eternal comfort if you're holding on to temporal comfort. And what happened in this last election, I would say, and I would admit some guilt to that, is that I was looking for some temporal comfort, in a sense, because I was hoping, and I thought, well, maybe America could realize kind of a Nineveh experience, to where, you know, in much like what happened with Nineveh, is the truth of God hit the leadership so clearly, and everybody, that even the animals were wearing sackcloth. You know, asking God to forgive, and a great revival broke out in Nineveh for 100 years, as we know historically, and that was my hope and prayer. But look, it didn't work out the way I thought, and this is why we realize very clearly that maybe the mantle of the prophetic is not upon us. You know, we know in part, we prophesy in part. God's still in charge, and regardless of who's in the Oval Office, God remains on the throne. That's unchanged.
Absolutely. You know, they wanted to make Jesus a political savior, you know, and many turned on him when he didn't lead Israel into victory over Rome. But that wasn't the reason he came.
Well, Rabbi, your book, Rivers of Divine Truth, this is a good reason why we need to have you back so we could talk more in depth about this blessing. You know, this is a bit of a devotional, is it not?
It is. I think that it's so important. I speak for myself, and I really encourage others to do it, to begin each morning turning our attention to the Word and to the Lord, to give him the first fruits of our day. And so in my devotional called Rivers of Divine Truth, I have a short 2-page devotional every day that people can begin their day with something that they can bite off and digest in the Word of God. And it's simple, profound truth. So that's exactly what I've done. I mean, I read it myself every morning.
Yes. Yeah. And this is and I'll give you just a title of day one. It says, choose to be his. I am my beloved and my beloved is mine. That, of course, from the Song of Solomon. Boy, I'll tell you that that will set the day in right order for you, won't it?
Well, it definitely makes a difference. And God honors those that honor him.
Without a doubt. Well, Rabbi Kirk Schneider has been our guest. His book, Rivers of Divine Truth, we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. That's there. Rabbi, how can people be in touch with you?
Well, they can go to our website, DiscoveringTheJewishJesus.com, and that'll give them all the different ways that they can be in touch. One of the things that we have is an opportunity for people to sign up for me to be able to text them. I only text when I feel the Lord has given me something.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your life?